Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now, your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am so thrilled today because I have with me Charlene Day. Charlene is a mindset breakthrough expert, facilitator, author, and speaker. Her expertise in areas of wellness, lifestyle counseling, and entrepreneurial coaching is the result of more than 40 years of study and practice. Charlene has authored and co-authored over 7 books, and her latest book is a new bestseller, The 30 Laws of Flow, Timeless Principles for Entrepreneurial Success. Charlene, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great to be here.
Well, your work is just touted by some of the greatest people in motivation, and Bob Proctor has written a foreword for your latest best-selling book. I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about your work and how you came to this as your purpose in life.
My mission is really to inspire entrepreneurs to take action and to recognize their full potential. So together, all of us entrepreneurs can actually create a wonderful global transformation in the world. I mean, that's really what my whole energy is about. And in that process, I realized that there are universal laws or like a structure that's in place that really could help all of us attain a higher level of consciousness so that we could actually manifest success even at a much higher level. And that was the whole idea behind writing this book, realizing that if we all had access to all of the laws, all in one place, that it would probably make the process easier.
Well, that's certainly true, and I'm a huge admirer of the amazing contribution you're making to the world with this concept. I was wondering, I mean, a lot of people have heard as a result of The Secret, which was a great movie and a great book, that law of attraction was really touted there. But can you go into a little more detail about the fact that that's just the tip of the iceberg in what your book contains?
Well, I'm so glad you said that one because you're right. The law of attraction is one that everybody has heard about thanks to The Secret. And I'm into much more detail about all the aspects of the laws, because the bottom line is that all the laws run on vibration. Everything vibrates. And so the law of vibration is really what we need to be looking at when it comes to looking at the law of attraction. Like, basically, until you vibrate at the right vibration, the law of attraction is not going to work for you or not. Like, if you're vibrating at a place that is a low vibration, you're going to get a low kinds of attraction back. And if you're vibrating at a high vibration, then you're going to get high vibrational things come back to you.
Yeah, and right now there tends to be a lot of news and things out there in the world that contain a pretty low vibration. Can you give us some tips about how in our current rather turbulent times we can maintain a high level of vibration and thought and being?
Well, I'm glad you asked that too, because my book is full of tips to do to help you raise your vibration. And what I've done is I've put together a 30-day plan to actually keep your vibration higher. And one of the things that I ask you to do in the 30 days is meditation. And meditation is, again, more and more research has even been done on it to show the benefits of meditation. And I actually go over some of those in the book. But the more we stay in touch with our inner self through meditation, the faster we're going to get whatever result that we're looking for. And that is, it really is important to stay in touch with our inner being and what I say in the book as well, even our higher self. So the more access that we have to the element that we call our spiritual self, the more we're going to access the greatest wisdom out there on the planet and be able to bring that into our personal and business life. And so meditation is a beautiful way to do that. The other thing I ask people to do is to physically exercise, because, again, moving the body, and because really, again, everything's vibration. Well, vibration means movement, and even our whole body is in movement all the time. And if we take that into a place of exercise, we're utilizing that movement and allowing that energy to flow. And so that's, again, another important thing. The other important thing is the drinking of water, hydrating yourself. And I love the fact that water flows, and this book is about flow. And so really you want to get the flow happening in your body as well. And one of the best ways is to get that water into you every day. And I know that that's something that we all struggle with, myself included. And so, I mean, I do have my glass of water with me today, but it's very important to remember to keep it on your desk if you're at a desk, or to, you know, maybe every few hours take another drink of water. And I do give a little format in the book to do it at least four times a day, and I highly recommend that as well as something that we do on a daily basis. So those are just a few ideas of some of what I go into in the book. There's a lot more, but those are a few of them. Did you want me to go into all of them, or did you?
Oh, no. I'm just so thrilled that you were able to share with us a few that are really, really important. So when you're talking about these laws and these tips that are so important, how does that apply to entrepreneurship and making success happen for people?
Thing about entrepreneurs is that we, because I've been one for 40 years, can live an unstructured life because we don't have a boss. And so what I've attempted to do is create a bit of structure in this book and also for myself. Like, in other words, it's things I have learned for myself over 40 years of being an entrepreneur, that we do need some structure because we don't have that boss. And so we have to create the structure in order to have a framework upon which to do our business. And so I felt that all the things I'd learned and had applied to myself to bring structure and what I also call discipline into my life, I thought I would share that with others to show, okay, if you actually implement some habits or you know, sometimes we call them little rituals that we do each day, and make them part of your structure and make them a regular thing, then you're going to create much more success. Because if you are, and I know entrepreneurs that are like this, where they don't have any structure, and as a result, they don't get the results that they're looking for in their life. So I think it's extremely important. One, I've learned it myself and saw the difference between having a structure and not having a structure. And so I thought it's very important to bring this together in this book so that you as an entrepreneur could really learn some things and relate and apply and get different kinds of results.
And what I love about the book, Charlene, is that although there are the 30 laws of flow and you're teaching people to get all this structure, it is not that complicated and it is not that time consuming in order to make this happen, is it?
No, I actually have put together a program that should take less than 30 minutes a day Again, unless you choose to do extra things, which you may do, but the minimum aspect would take you about 30 minutes a day. And for every, if you look at successful entrepreneurs, every single one of them has a ritual that they do for at least 30 minutes, if not 60 minutes. And they all will relate to you if you ask them that their ritual or their structure that they have in place is extremely important to make their day successful and their whole life successful.
That is really wonderful. So how do you advise people to get started? If this is new to them and they're just thinking about looking into this whole concept of universal laws, what do you suggest they start with?
Well, I suggest reading the book first from cover to cover so that you actually see everything that is offered within the book. And then I have put together a program that right now I'm offering for free so you can try it out to actually look at what you could get as a reminder every day for 30 days. You would get the ideas like the meditation ideas and the exercise ideas sent to you daily for 30 days. I have that in place right now for you to try out for free. And if you'd like to take that further, then I have coaching that goes along with that so that you actually can get the support, because a lot of people will receive these things and then think, oh, well, maybe tomorrow I'll start. And so a lot of people need that extra little coaching help to make sure that you have that accountability to actually put it into place. So I have that available as well if people want to take advantage of that. But if they want to just try it out just on their own to see if they do have the discipline to stay focused, I have it available for people to try.
That is such a wonderful, generous gesture, and what a great contribution you're making to the world that way. And I just wanted to share with everyone a wonderful quote from Bob Proctor, who is considered just one of the top teachers in motivation and one of the stars of The Secret. And about your book, he said, "I fell in love with the title of this book when I first heard it. The world laws and flow belong together. Let Charlene Day's masterpiece help you create a beautiful flow from this point on in your life." And Charlene, again, I want to congratulate you on putting together this great body of work in a vehicle, a book that people can actually access from anywhere in the world now on Amazon and be able to get all of this really great information and see if that's something that they want to pursue further in actually classes with you. It's just a wonderful gift to the world.
Well, I'm so glad that it can get out there and help a lot of people. And that's why I wrote it, to see whether we can make this world a much better place and have everybody's journey be one of, you know, great success and great learning.
Now, you know, Charlene, some people feel, and I mean, at times I have these moments too, that you think as one person, even if you have great energy going and you're following universal laws that are supposed to be so powerful in order to make things happen for you and for others, that you just feel that how much can one person do, particularly in the light of everything that's happening in the world today? What would you say to that? Because I know your belief in the power of this is so strong.
Well, I'm not sure I totally understand your question. Are you saying that people might feel that what they do is not enough? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, what I'm saying is maybe they feel that an individual contribution, their own contribution, can't do much to really change the world, regardless of how much they put into it. What would you reply to that? Because I know that these concepts in your book are so powerful.
Well, my reply to that would be is that you are important and that every single one of us makes up the whole. And just like if you move a grain of sand on an ocean front, you've just changed that ocean front. And so each time, each one of us, if we think of us as a grain of sand, each one of us makes up that hole, like that whole beach in this case. And if we change one part of that, we change the whole beach. And that's what I want people to see, is that each one of us has something unique and beautiful to offer. And it all matters because we all are connected. And so we all are making a little shift, a little shift, a little shift. And all those little shifts make a big shift. And we all can make a difference.
Yeah, and you know, one of my favorite coaches, and unfortunately she's no longer with us, but Joan King, she's also a neuroscientist, and she used to always tell me, and it really stuck with me as your teachings are sticking with me, that we all make a totally different and unique contribution, and if we play it small or we don't live full out, it leaves a hole in the world because no one else can fill that place that we are meant to fill. And I just thought that was so beautiful from the standpoint of contribution and responsibility. And your work also really reflects that to me, that it's very beautiful that way when you think of it that way.
Yes, you're absolutely right, that each one of us brings something so unique and so beautiful and so needed into the world. And so it's very important that we do follow our heart's desire and pull it out and get it out there so that everyone else can benefit.
And you have certainly done that with your book. It's a wonderful book, The 30 Laws of Flow. And I want to thank you so much for being with us today. And I would love it if you would share once again the website where you have that very generous offer of this 30-day program so people can really see how powerful this is.
Okay, it's www.30lawsofflow.com/free-gift. So that's 30, those 30, lawsofflow.com/free-gift.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so generous, Charlene, and I hope everyone will really take advantage of tapping into more of your wisdom and take advantage of this wonderful 30-day complimentary program that is so powerful, especially in today's world. So thank you again for being here.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
And for anyone who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, you can find us at getei.com. That's getei.com. Our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, all of the information there is at getei.com. Thanks so much for being with us and have a wonderful week.